Now, the Prime Minister yesterday, you'll know this, announced an extra almost $500 million in capital spending in the upcoming budget. The net capital allowance is now $4 billion. That's up from $3.6 billion that they signalled in the budget policy statement. Health, education, defence, transport, those will be the focuses for them. That'll be the focus for them. Oliver Hartwich, New Zealand Initiative Executive Director, with me this morning. Oliver, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you make of this?
Well, I think it's a relatively minor announcement because, okay, capital spending was up by 10 or 11, but really we're only talking about less than $5 million precisely. And in the grand scheme of things, that's actually a drop in the government's ocean.
You have advocated quite strongly for changing up our assets and the ownership of our assets. This obviously does nothing to deal with that, but what do you think we should get rid of?
Well, I think obviously we've got a few state-owned companies, especially in energy, for example, but also the government owns a huge chunk of Air New Zealand. That is where you could start quite easily if you wanted to sell state-owned assets. But altogether, we have a huge state portfolio of assets that deserves a bigger discussion. For example, Kaingaroa, how much should the government be invested there? The question is actually what to do with that. And we think one of the ways to deal with state-owned assets is actually to go into a process of so-called asset recycling, where the government sells some of the assets to have some more room for maneuver when it comes to investing in new state-owned assets.
And just finally, on the business front, we're going to keep the research and development tax incentive. There is talk that potentially they will look at doing more incentives for business to invest, to buy, you know, manufacturing in particular, to buy new equipment. Well, do you think that's a good idea? Do you think that's worthwhile?
Well, the way I read the retention of the R&D tax credit is actually that it provides some certainty for businesses already investing under that scheme. I mean, that was introduced by Labour in 2019. To be clear, Luxon didn't change it. He didn't extend the R&D credit. He basically keeps it where it is. Mm. So I think that's more a pragmatic solution.
All right. Thanks for your time, Oliver. Appreciate it. Oliver Hartwich, New Zealand Initiative Executive Director, just gone 12 away from 6.